Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station for The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on your local radio station, encouraging you to visit the Valentine, Nebraska area. The Cherry County Visitor Promotion Board rolls out the welcome mat. A trip down the Niobrara River, maybe a fall trip to Smith Falls State Park, or a hunting trip for upland birds at McKelvey National Forest. It's all available right here in North Central Nebraska and in Cherry County. So check it out. Visit valentine.com.
Local, national, international livestock industry news. You need sources that are dependable for information like that. Also, livestock auction reports, classified ads, special interest sections, award-winning columnists, and there's so much more. You know where I can go to get that? You know where you can go? Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
The 5th annual Golden Valley Shootout is coming up this weekend in Golden Valley, North Dakota. On the 17th, it's going to be the shootout with bulls bucking at 6 p.m. Then on the 18th, the Wayne Herman Invitational, and the horses will buck at 3 p.m., saddle broncs and barebacks. Check it all out online. The Golden Valley Shootout in North Dakota coming up this Saturday and Sunday.
For some good stuff, let's go over the Optimist Creed. Promise yourself these things. To be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. To make all your friends feel that there is something in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. More from the Optimist Creed. To think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. More from the Optimist Creed, to wear a cheerful countenance at all times. And give up living creature. And give every living creature you meet a smile. To give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others. And to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. I think we all need to adopt it. It's the Optimist Creed. Not sure where it came from, but we have it here.
Have you ever been walking down the street and realized that you're going in the complete opposite direction of where you were supposed to be going? But instead of just turning to 180 and walking back in the direction from which you came, you have to first do something like check your watch or your phone, or you make a grand arm gesture and mutter to yourself to ensure that no one in the surrounding area thinks you're crazy by randomly switching directions on the sidewalk.
Very good.
The letters T and G are very close to each other on the keyboard. This recently became all too apparent to me, and consequently, I will never be ending the work email with the phrase, regards, again. Gotta
cute.
Watch out for those things.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, let's play around with a couple more of those what not to say with a police officer. There's no way I was going 85. I had the cruise set at 80. Just something that you ought not say. What's wrong, officer? I swear to drunk, I'm not. Goodness, and really, there is no blood in my alcohol. Do not say that. The uniform makes your butt really look big. I don't think that's a good idea either. You don't happen to have any beer in your car. I think that'd throw a red flag. And I was going to be a cop, but I decided to finish high school instead. Whoa. Oh, these are all in fun. Things that you do not want to say to a police officer. So what if I was speeding? What you gonna do about it, Mr. Hotshot? And let's take one more. I'm not as thick as you stoned I am. Oh, wait. I've just got one more before we wrap up all of these things that you should never say to a police officer. To wrap it up, here is the very last one. Hey, I bet I can grab that gun before you finish writing my ticket. Those are definitely things you do not want to say to a police officer. And here's a short little story. One patient's family wanted to thank our OB unit for the care the woman received. So that afternoon, we were greeted with a dozen long-stemmed roses. The included card began, to the obese staff. So much for OB, right?
Right. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this local radio station for more of the good stuff.